Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, we took a week off, man. We haven't done that in so long. I was kind of upset that we did, but at the same time, we've been doing a lot of stuff, man. And I've seen a lot of you, but I haven't seen you in a while, man. How you been? What's been up? What have you been doing? What's been crack-a-lacking?
I've been just building basements.
Building basements, you say?
Yeah, they needed an expert contractor to come down and fucking put all the drywall into this basement, cut the outlet holes perfect, and then set them in place perfect. And they were like, Tony, can you do it?
So the they he refers to is Josie and I, but I've Tony and I have been working.
My clients.
Okay. It's not a client when the client works with you.
It's like a management position.
I'm your manager. All right, right on. I'll take that. No. Tony and I have been...
We drywalled a motherfucking basement.
Yeah, that's what we've been up to lately, and that's why we weren't able to record last week, because we did a hefty amount of work then.
Yeah, it was fucked.
It's been an experience, because neither of us have ever drywalled.
Nope. Just trying it out for the first time on a whole basement.
And right before that, Tony and I... We started doing the drywall. Josie surprised me with an early birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Norn Rad, and he is a Doxy Pin Terrier. Like, he's like three dogs in one.
Yeah, like a little weenie dog. Like,
yeah, he looks more like a dachshund than anything, but he is rad as hell, hence the name Norn Rad, which is the Silver Surfer, his real name, if you were wondering.
You shouldn't have given that away.
You can follow him on Instagram, Norn _ Rad, RADDD, but that's not how you spell it in the comics. It's RADD.
He's posted one thing.
Yeah, he has. Well, I mean, like, the thumbprint, it's not a paw print. He can't get into the phone access very well.
Shocking that he even has such an account.
Yeah, no, I got him a phone, too. He's really grown up.
It's good.
He's 4 months old. He's awesome. I just took him to the vet the other day, Tony. I haven't told you this. So Josie was like, hey, you should, like, how are you going to take him? Like, are you going to hold him in your lap? Are you going to put him in a cage? Like, what? And yeah. I was like, I guess I could put the cage in my car, but that's, like, fucking way bulky. Like, it's for, like, a fucking St. Bernard, the cage.
Yeah.
And then it's cut off to fit him, which he's like, I don't know, a foot and a half long and like not even a foot tall. He's very small.
Yes.
So we hop in the car, and I'm like, what tunes you want to listen to, man? Like, you want to fucking jam out? And I put on If You Want to View Paradise.
Okay.
The Willy Wonka song.
Yeah.
And immediately he starts crying because it's like weird violins at the beginning. And he's like, oh, I don't know if I like this. And we start going in the car.
What's this note?
Yeah, he's only been in once before, and I was holding him. This time, he's free range. I just let him sit next to me in the seat next to me, and I just kept petting him and stuff, giving him treats, like, good boy,
yeah,
good boy.
Yeah.
Gave him a nice size meal beforehand.
That's sweet.
Fill him up a bit. So we get to, 5 minutes away from the vet. Dude pukes all over my hand.
Super.
And seat. So I pull off into this little development. Thank God I had gotten Taco Bell the night before and left the bag and napkins in there, because then I just cleaned it up with that. But puke does not come up that easy. Anyways.
Yes.
We go to the vet. I wait there for 2.5 hours.
Because it's walk-in only.
Walk-in only. No appointments. And find out that he cannot get both of his shots. We have to come back. I forgot to ask when he could get neutered, which I guess they waive the visit fee if you don't see the doctor. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to pay for the doctor anyways, because she has to administer the shot for the next time in 2 weeks. And the lady was like, so has he like been thrown up or anything like that? I'm like, only in the car, and it was today. And she's like, oh, well, you're probably hungry. Here's like fucking 15 cookies.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, he's just swallowing them whole. And I was like, yeah.
Cut it out.
Yeah, please stop giving him food, man. Like, he threw up all over me, and my car. So we found a flea on him, so we got flea medication. We got all this bullshit. We're on our way home, and he's doing great. And on repeat is... If you want to view Paris. Yeah. And he's doing so well. He's fucking rocking everything. I'm like, dude, we're going to make it home. You're not going to puke again. That's sick.
Yep.
Pull into the driveway. I back in, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to grab all your flea medication. I'm like, Norn, you did so well. And he starts going, And I was like, no, 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 buddy. And I was literally opening my car door to put him on the ground. He vomits in between my seat and the center console, like where hands aren't supposed to go.
Oh.
And playing in the background, if you want to view it's paradise.
Not
I was like, how fucking ironic is this bullshit? So fucking, yeah, he vomits straight into that fucking corridor. Fuck. When like you lose lighters or pens, you're like, it's just gone forever. Now I have vomit gone
vomit
forever.
Gone forever.
And so I spent the next like 20 minutes trying to fish it out, like using dumb shit like pens to like fucking flick it into the seat so then I could get it.
Yeah.
Dude, it sucks. And I got in my car this morning, smelled exactly like vomit.
Sick. At least, hey, we're getting out of summer.
Yeah, so it's not baking into the car, but yeah, that was fucking way rough.
A 90 degree day.
I thought you'd enjoy that, though. Like, the fucking crevice in the driveway. Like, we were home, and the motherfucker was just like, yeah. I'm like, oh, bud. And then he proceeded to throw up, like, two more times that night and outside. It's been rough. I've definitely got my dad on that day.
Yeah.
Like, telling him, like not even getting mad at him. Like, it's okay, dude. I'm so sorry. Like, I feel bad. It's my fault, not yours. And it is. He's a puppy. He doesn't know.
Don't feel like shit. You're doing great.
But yeah, little Norrin is a fucking good dude, and I'm very stoked to have him. He's a good addition to the family. But we've been getting the basement ready and drywalling, and I've had a puppy, so like it's. And then launch happened for you, which some product with a fruit name launched a something
some
or
shit
other.
Happened. Yeah,
yeah. And fucking Tony's been slammed with that, so that's why we haven't recorded. But that's the update on everything. We just finished the room tonight, though.
Yeah,
we finished all the walling for the basement. The new studio is going to be down there. My fucking little man cave is going to be down there in Josie's house, and now all we have left is like the ceiling. Then we got a mud and tape, and that's going to be a blast to learn.
Sand
too.
The dog shit out
oh,
of it.
Oh, sand everything and everything, man. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, and then we work more tomorrow, so
yeah.
We're taking a small break from that and recording a podcast.
Yeah, recording this little gem.
So, what's been up with you, man? I know you've been working on a new table and shit like that.
I'm in the fucking...
the throes.
Yeah, I'd say it was the... like an infant level of a table so far. I'm literally just top sanding my boards and about to hit it with some fucking side sanding. I want to sand them before I start building because last time I didn't and I was digging into them like a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yep, stupid asshole. That's what I get for, you know, doing something without learning it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we were cutting an outlet one time. Well, I will say, I took the measurement. Tony and I were like, dude, we've been doing this for a minute. We got this. Let's just do it on the backward side of the board. We just got to flip every measurement we just did. Completely fucked it up.
Totally.
That sucked. And I was like, no, dude, if it's your left, then it'll be my right, and then we'll be good. But I
and
measured
then a flip,
from
180. Yeah.
But I had measured from the right, and I was measuring.
We fucked it. Yeah.
Got to be your bull. Oh, it
sucked. Ass. It was one big fuck up. That's it.
And it wasn't even really a big fuck up because we found out that we can just cover that space.
Yeah.
Which is rad. We've had really happy accidents during this entire situation.
Yep.
The big part lays ahead, though, and that's what I'm kind of scared of. Now, Tony, is there anything else that you have going on in your life
that
you'd
that
like
was
to talk
about the culmination. I bought a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, my God. What kind?
It's a fucking Dirt Devil XL fucking power stroke.
Wow.
Power stroke. Hemi fucking.
It's a Hemi, yeah. It's a fucking V8, I think.
Yeah, it runs on diesel.
Yeah.
No, that's good, because, like, I got some pretty hefty cat hair around here, and so that one's going to be much better than the tiny ones we have now.
Yeah, I have a fucking Dirt Devil that can suck up, like, not even pebbles, and then the other one doesn't have any attachments, so you can't really do dick with it.
Yeah, it actually is just, you know, three, like, little horse hairs that brush lightly.
Yeah.
Because it's so small. It's really nice if you have, like, a fucking single studio apartment with wood floors.
That would be the best case scenario to have that vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it was rated 5 stars, I didn't look at the stars and find out that, like, oh, my God, this is great for my one-room apartment.
Yeah, and it turns into a Dirt Devil handheld. Like, it is, like...
Oh, yeah, the Dirt Devil's way dog shit. The handheld version is the only part that's redeemable about it. I'm talking about the vacuum that we have downstairs. Like, my big boy, that shit should be for a one-bedroom apartment as well.
Yep.
That shit is
I bought
nothing.
One that's, like... 3 times that size.
Dang, dude, you're about to fucking suck some shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna suck it so hard and deep.
Tony, if you could cast the next James Bond, who would it be? Because I have a rumor right now, and it's like the perfect casting, honestly. Probably the best casting of a James Bond ever.
James Bond.
Yeah, you know, Bond. James Bond.
Let me think.
007.
Shut up.
Well, it's a podcast. I gotta fucking fill your dead ass
well,
air.
Dude, this is a tough question, man. These are hard questions.
Yeah, I'm hitting you with the hard shit.
Uh
oh. Here it comes. He's pooping out an answer. I'm really watching your mind shit an answer right now.
Tom Hardy would be cool.
Tom Hardy would be. That's a good pull. I like that.
That would be a strong one, like a really like dark.
What do you think about Cillian Murphy?
Is he big enough?
I don't think he has to be.
No, I guess not. Pierce wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the rumor, Henry Cavill.
Oh, I mean, that'd be hard as fuck.
That's borderline perfect.
That'd be pretty hard.
Like, if that's the truth, because he's out of Superman. Like, yeah. They were like, hey, like, you want to keep doing Superman and, like, Shazam and, like, just appearances. You're not doing Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
That's not in the cards. And maybe later down the line you might be, but we just want you for cameos to keep the universe tied. And he's like, I don't want to do that. If you want to make a movie with me, for sure. I'm not going to just show up and, like, hang out for a little while. Like, that's bullshit. So he's out of that contract. And obviously the Witcher series for Netflix, he's going to be that. But, I mean, as James Bond, like, he has the bone structure, the hair, everything about him screams that shit.
Yeah, he's very
fucking... Don't get me wrong, Daniel Craig is an awesome James Bond, but doesn't look like James Bond. He's just a dope fucking actor.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about fucking Hardy as well. I just think Cillian has a look to him that could be James Bondy.
He has curly hair, though.
And he's really good. What do you mean? Cillian Murphy?
Yeah.
What?
Doesn't he have, like, curly hair?
Not really, no. He has a fucking, like, undercut and fucking Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, but he has the curly one. His fucking brother has the straight one. It just curls in the back a little
bit, yeah. What's his brother's name? Fuck. We won't remember.
Nope.
Let's see, other news. Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Yeah.
How do you feel how he looks? I love it.
It looks like fucking, like, it's very, like, unique.
It looks
like the Nicholson Joker.
I don't agree at all.
With the colors, they're identical.
No, but I mean, like, the blue, like, diamond that he has, and, like, the red eyes.
Oh, no,
the
that's
red nose.
Sort of just, yeah, but his colors he's wearing are the exact same ones Jack Nicholson wore. The yellow and purple.
Oh, for the suit. I'm talking about the face, my man.
Oh, the face plat. I mean, yeah, it just looks like a clown.
But, like, kind of Heath Ledger-y, but, like, not as, like, fucking, like, he put it on, like, while he was making the angriest face possible. Mm-hmm. I went as Heath Ledger I went as the Joker, Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger's Joker. There we go. Wow. Mm-hmm. I found it for Halloween. And I found out, like, you know how he has all his creases in his eyes and shit? Yeah. If you, like, squint real hard and then apply, like, the makeup.
And then let it up,
it looks like you're still squinting. It's a neat thing. I didn't even know that about, like, I didn't go on the internet or nothing, dude.
Wow, you just figured that out.
Yeah, I was like, man, when I squint, my fucking fat face just gets all shitty and I get rolls right here. Feet. And yeah, I'm old as hell. I'm just going to put these crows in. But yeah, that's
basically. When did you do that?
Oh, fuck, man. 2015, 2013?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a while back. I went twice. I have the, like, tie, and I had a vest and a purple shirt and stuff like that.
I think he looks fantastic just because he looks like a... I don't know what the fuck he is, though. Like, Joaquin's, like, fucking 45 years old, so he's not playing... But it's set, I thought, in, like, the fucking 80s.
Well, you know this doesn't take place across the DC.
Nothing at all.
It's a standalone movie, which seems what DC's kind of going towards again. Because remember, they're like, here's a Superman movie, here's a Batman movie, here's a fucking Wonder Woman show.
So it could just be anywhere in Joker's life.
It's, like, literally like a standalone movie.
If that's the case,
then
it's set in the 80s, and it looks fucking crazy awesome. He looks so dope. There's a little shot of him, like, walking. And he's getting out of a subway car after something happening. He's Joaquin-ing around.
Bitch. If only this is a video. You get the sigh on this motherfucker's face.
Oh, dude, the fucking scowl. Mm. So he's just walking out of a fucking subway car, and he takes the exact mask off of the paint that he has under it.
That's dope.
He just, like, throws it down and keeps walking towards the camera, and then it stops.
I've just seen the photo of his, like, face. Yeah. And the paint's so good, especially after fucking our last Joker.
Yeah.
Mm. Leto.
With such talent. Like, that dude's so motherfucking talented.
I don't think he was a bad Joker, but I do really think that they fucked up in the look of it.
It's
like why they made him, like, all hot topic and shit like that. Like,
it sold well. There were so many kids rocking that Suicide Squad gear before it came out.
Oh, I have a lot.
Oh, my God.
I mean, whoever cut that trailer, they should get to make the movie. Because that trailer sold us something that we did not get.
Dude, they had kids buying fucking beanies forever.
Way before. Yeah. Let's see. Aaron Paul joining Westworld Season 3.
Yeah, that's good.
That's fucking insane. That's way old news, but we haven't done shit in a while. I had that written down.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, I'm so stoked on that because of the last thing that I've, like, seen him in is BoJack.
I love Tessa Thompson. Like, she was she was in the first season, but I'm glad that she was, like, more prevalent in the newest season.
Which one?
The fucking main boss chick that then gets like she kind of Doris kind of takes over her.
Oh, right. Yeah. On. Yeah.
Spoilers. She's always wearing like the blouses and shit.
The black girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you not like to say that?
No, I was like, you know who I'm talking about, right?
No, well, you could the chick from Solo, she was also in that.
Was she?
Yeah, she was Woody Harrelson's fucking like girlfriend, love interest.
Was she?
Yeah, spoilers, something happens to her very early on in the movie and you don't really...
Woody Harrelson's?
In the first heist, something happens to where like they can't go live their dream. Oh, wow, that I've just sold that. Never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, good job.
I said spoilers before, so fuck you guys.
Hey, you suck.
Darth Maul. Ooh, no. Captain Marvel trailer, sir.
Yeah, I did see that.
What do you think? Thoughts?
I mean, it looks like a Marvel movie with Brie Larson.
How do we do a movie podcast and that's what you come with me with
that? I didn't think much of it.
What about Samuel Jackson, aged like fucking young as hell?
Phony.
What do you mean? That looked amazing.
Fake.
You didn't think it looked good?
I thought it looked fantastic.
Okay, then why are you saying phony and fake?
And you're thinking of the wrong girl, by the way, dumbass. You're thinking of fucking this chick.
Yeah.
I'm talking about fucking the chick that's in Ragnarok.
Oh, the one that actually worked.
Yeah, that was
the
boss.
Yeah, the Valkyrie. Okay, right on. Well, I was right in a sense. Wow. I mean, they're both in Westworld, are they not? They're both black. Well, I don't think she's... I don't know if she is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Ethnicity is
I've never met her.
Fucking hot topic. but Captain Marvel, though, dude, like, oh my god, did you check out? And it was like when she becomes like when, oh fuck, what is the line? It shows her a hero and it keeps her on the screen, but it goes AO. You didn't catch that part? It was neat. Like watch her become a hero, and then, like, that's dope as hell. I think that for this to be the first like woman specific Marvel movie is absolutely perfect, because like she is Captain Marvel rocks. You read a comic with her, Civil War
II. Fantastic. She's stupid strong
and a stupid rad character. Like how yeah. like
she's
like,
also kind of like, I don't give a fuck,
military base, but yeah, she's super strong, so she has that kind of like fuck off like yeah. attitude and stuff like that. I'm yeah. so
and, she's like, I'm not getting involved with this fucking shit.
And it looks like she has like amnesia, like you're remembering with her as yeah. she goes back and trying to be like, I have this other life. Like,
I like she's a pilot, like a jet pilot,
dude. How awesome was it when it shows her falling, and then it shows her falling like in a little league, and yeah. like that was
yeah.
that trailer was,
and she just keeps
fucking
getting up
perfect.
It was great.
Jude Law?
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to be.
A character called Mar-Vell.
Mar-Vell.
I believe he gives her the powers or teaches her how to Mar-Vell do it. Or he's a Skrull. I'm not sure.
A Skrull?
Because I don't know if you saw her like rock some old chick in the
yeah,
mush.
Yeah, punched her right in the fucking
That's
face.
A Skrull.
As someone dressed as someone else.
That a Skrull. Skrulls are the alien race. They have like the same Thanos chin.
Yeah.
But they're green.
Oh.
Yeah. They're kind of like the same thing as the Chitauri. Like, yeah, they're like another alien race that's very prevalent in the Marvel universe.
We'll punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah, but because I was listening to a podcast, I hadn't seen it yet, and they
and this
were describing
is the 90s.
It. Set in the 90s, yes. Yeah, Agent Coulson, he was young down
it's
too.
Probably gonna be some good fucking music.
You saw what she fell into at the beginning of the trailer, right?
What?
Blockbuster Video.
Oh, yeah.
That was so dope. And there's probably gonna be the best. I hope the whole soundtrack's live.
Oh, that'd be good.
The band, not like live
wow.
musicians.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't know. We could have some millennials.
The band
being like,
live. That band has like three songs.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Lightning crash.
Okay, next.
In the old mother dies.
Next.
Down. I don't know the lyrics of it.
Perfect.
I only listened to the one album by them that my brother had that I stole from him.
There's a thousand good bands from
but
them.
But like also like you listen to live, you'll be like, oh, that's live? Oh, that's live? What the fuck? Like
it is crazy, yeah. There's a ton of
it's
that.
It's like Journey.
Yeah.
Not like Journey.
Close. There are times when I was like, oh, this is Journey. I thought it was Boston.
Same here,
thought
yeah.
it was Chicago.
I thought it was Kansas. What's a place name? I thought it was that. I
thought it was Missouri.
Isn't this Toto? Yeah, so Captain Marvel trailer. Jesus Christ, that thing looks insane. And I was supposed to watch the Bumblebee trailer, but I did not, and neither did you, I'm assuming.
Nope.
Because you're not pumped about it.
I don't care less.
You don't really like the Transformers that much.
No,
but you'll watch them.
They've gone off a big digital cliff.
Mm.
They took a big shit all over everything.
What was the last night? Was that the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
No.
But some awesome shit in it.
Big stuff happening.
Yeah, like that whole like planet weird thing taking over Earth, like with the webbing and the balls.
Dragging Earth chunks and shit around, yeah.
Oh, man, last night Josie was laying on the couch and Norrin jumped up on it, on her face and just his whole balls and asshole right over her eyeballs.
Just grazed
I was like, Jesus Christ. She's like, what, just got teabagged by your little dog? I was like, yeah, kind of.
He just does whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he's like Bam Margera. That's what I should have named him. I don't think I have any other news, so you got anything else?
No, let's dump into it.
All right, dude, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. You thought we were going to come with you with a fucking genre five, like we were prepared for anything?
Stupid idiots.
Shit, no. We're hopping
right
into
yourselves for that.
WR&R, motherfuckers.
You know what you need to do? You need to get yourselves a fucking big coat with a lot of pockets and take a hike.
Oh, damn,
that's
dude.
From the Chris D'Elia.
Sorry.
Podcast. I copied it.
Oh, right on. Hey, man, half the shit I say is copied.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a good artist steal.
That is true, though.
Yeah.
I was actually, this brings up a weird point, and I think we've delved into a little bit, but someone asked Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin on Fat Man Beyond. That's what they call it now, not Fat Man on Batman.
Yeah.
Because I think they can't use Batman in the name.
Maybe.
But Fat Man Beyond is the new name of it. Someone asked, like, how do you write a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you get into, like, Kevin Smith's written a lot of characters, like female roles that like are very influential, like Joey Adams in Chasing Amy. You had fucking Dogma, like a lot of that. Like, how do you get in the headspace of that? And Kevin Smith went a very like kind of roundabout, beating around the bush, like, you know, like I don't really have, like I shouldn't be, but like I do, and like when I do, like I take from experiences in my life and talk to people and stuff, and you should do that, but I'm not qualified to write a female character is basically what he got around to
kind
say.
Kind of, yeah.
And I was thinking the other day about like when the Batgirl shit came out, when they're like, she's not a fucking Jewish lesbian. She's like, I am a lesbian. I might not be. Yeah, but I'm a lesbian. Like, she can't play this character. This person can't play this. This person can't play this. The whitewashing and like, but not only that, now like specific things of like someone turned down a role that they weren't a transgender actor. So they weren't going to play a transgender in a movie.
Uh-huh. And so they're not going to transform into something?
Not even that. More so it's just like, well, what the fuck is acting?
That's what I meant. They're not going to, they don't want to transform into someone else
screen. I thought you meant like, what?
That's the goal.
They're not going to go post-op with this fucking.
Well, the goal is that like in Monster, Charlize Theron is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
She played a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm.
Looked fucked up, talked fucked up, was a fucking asshole, psycho, mutant with fucked face.
Yeah.
Killing people. It's not because that was what she is and it just worked.
Sorry, this is so loud.
Popping it off, dude. And also, she played a lesbian in that role with Christina Ricci.
Who won Best Actor in fucking 2015, sir?
I don't know.
Heath Ledger, for what role? Brokeback Mountain. Guess who hasn't sucked a dick?
2015?
I don't know if it's.
I was going to say 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, whatever.
But
I'm just saying, the like, best
yeah,
actor.
Yeah, he was married to Michelle Williams at
fucking,
the time.
All right, Milk.
Yeah, Harvey. Fucking, who do you play?
Sean Penn.
No, I'm Harvey trying Milk. To think. Harvey Milk, yeah.
Yeah, and then fucking, oh, God damn it. It's so loud because this mic's on. It's not recording.
Right.
And fucking, oh, damn, fucking Freaks and Geeks. James Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was gay as hell in that movie, and fucking it not gay as hell in real life.
But that's like,
isn't that what actors fucking do? Is they act like someone else and bring you into, like, make you believe that they are that person? Yeah. Like, why fuck is that a thing?
When Philip Seymour Hoffman went in for Capote, the most effeminate gay writer of that guy's generation of Capote's generation was Capote, and he's a big Irish New Yorker,
right?
And he's like, well, I can play an effeminate 5'5" gay guy that wrote fucking In Cold Blood.
And what
kind of
sucks is that I feel like they say, oh God, who was it? Red Sonja just got opted, right? That's from the Conan universe. Okay. Bridget, what's her fucking name? Nielsen?
Bridget Nielsen? Like
the one that married Flavor Flav?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was the original Red Sonja.
Okay.
That just got opted, and it's fucking Bryan Singer.
Yeah.
He's writing and directing. Yeah. And like he has like a lot of bad shit on his
record.
Dude,
he's got, he's a mixed bag.
Well, not that so much, more like he might have raped kids and stuff like at parties in Hollywood.
Good for him.
But like they made the comment on the podcast about like, why wouldn't you get a woman to write this?
Yeah.
And that's totally fair, but why not get the best person?
Yeah. Why not get Aaron Sorkin to write it? Why not get David Fincher to direct it?
Like, why not get fucking the chick that wrote and or that directed Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Like, I agree completely, but at the same time, it's not like, it's like, well, this is a girl, girl should do it. Because you're creating more of a divide regardless. The best person for that role should be hired for their role
in the fucking process. If someone reads that treatment and tells you why they think that they should be the best at it, and they understand what the producers are trying to accomplish, or the studio is trying to accomplish, they should be hired for
it. Do I sound like a crazy scared white person, like white dude? Like, they're taking away the jobs from the guys that are white and fucking been doing it for. That's not what I mean at all. I think like anything, the best person for the job, like I don't know, it's weird. Like,
it's like Anton Chigurh.
When people hold
you
on.
Should use the best tool for the job.
When people fucking like talk about like, well, like, you know, what is it, reparations or like reverse racism and shit like that, like a black person and a white person go and do a job and they're gonna hire the black person because they need the that, like, in a statistically they need that in their workspace. And they're like, well, I just think the best person should be hired and stuff like that. And it's like, I agree with that completely. And I'm kind of saying that now, so I feel kind of weird about it because I'm looking at that person like, I feel like even if you were underqualified and that person overqualified, you would just make that remark like they only got hired because they're a minority.
These aren't 50,000 like employee fucking companies. These are like directors of like maybe 14 feature films in a year from a company. It's not as much of a fucking like, well, we need 10% more fucking, you know, African American directors this year. Like, they might only have 8 directors because they might only release 8 films. Like, it's not as much as like, well, Walmart needs to have this percentage of 150,000 workers.
But I'll also say that Black Panther, because of like who directed it and like who was in it and everything like that, like that works so well because of that. Like, I feel like that was like a triumph for like, they're like, finally they're giving people like that don't have the leg up, because obviously like white male would have the leg up in the world. Like, some, like, give them a creative property.
So what side
like that.
Do you want to be on, hottie?
What do you mean?
Because you're contradicting yourself.
How so?
Because you were saying, like, you know, he am I crazy for thinking that, like, anyone who's the best should get it? And then you're
but
like,
I think he
but
was
then
the best.
There's, oh, in that case.
Right, no, yeah. I'm just saying, like, I worry that, like, I sound like that person that's, like, fucking, like, I went for a job, and a black guy went for a job, and I didn't get it because he's black, he got it, because he's a minority, and they needed the numbers to, like, make it look
no,
like a PC
environment.
No, I don't think
anyone thinks that of you except you.
Okay, right on. Yeah, maybe I'm good.
Everyone knows you.
Yeah, I just don't want to come across in that way, but I really feel that, like, Bryan Singer, not really that great.
No, I would much rather throw him off a fucking bridge and get someone dope.
Yeah, I would
he's
rather.
He's shit.
And Red Sun, I think it's by Millennium.
All right.
That film company, yeah. Like a very smallish company, but they're like, we're playing top dollar for fucking Bryan Singer. It's like, that's a weird fucking pool. And they said in the article, trying to rebuild his image.
No, he should rebuild his image, like, I don't know.
Why not fucking boys?
Nah, I mean, just kind of, just bail, dude, on anything public. Just be a fucking, like, some sort of fucking behind the scenes guy for the rest of your life.
Isn't that weird? Like, why keep in that public eye once that happens?
No, you shouldn't. You should bail out on the public eye.
Unless it legit didn't happen, he's like, fuck you all. Like, I'm staying. Like, I didn't do shit. Then that's the only time that you should do that.
Yeah. But
his whole thing is like, if I fucking fuck off, then people are like, he fucking fucked boys. So I gotta stay in it and be like, fuck you, motherfuckers.
I just
gotta
call him out on the fucking boys. Like, I'll cool off on it.
Yeah, maybe I fucking won't have fuckboy parties.
God. I'm not gonna have fuck boy parties anymore today.
Unfortunately, we can't call the episode that, fuck boy parties.
No.
All right. Enough of the tangents and the fucking PCs and stuff like that. But I did bring that up to you. I remember I was like, they're limb washing Hollywood, Tony. Have you seen Skyscraper? Why the fuck didn't they not get an amputee
to play
the amputee? Like, that sort of thing. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, yeah.
Downsizing.
Why not hire a tiny person?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so fucked. All right. Anyways, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Tony, what do you see?
I didn't see very much.
Oh, wow. All right. Moving on.
I'm just kidding, you stupid asshole.
Yeah, we saw so much shit.
I saw Rampage, speaking of our boy Dwayne Johnson, dude.
Yeah.
Based off the sweet arcade video game.
Yes.
It's about animals that rampage into buildings and run around and destroy shit.
More so about a man and his monkey.
It's a lot of extra. And there's times in this movie when I was literally like, I could kind of do like 10 speed on this and move forward.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
Yeah, there was a talk that he had with the girl, and he was the guy, and like they were talking about their like motivations, and I was like,
the villains.
I'll move on.
Are you talking about the villains, the brother and sister?
The love and the
Oh, the rock and the girl, and then, yeah, I agree, yeah, there was parts of that movie that I'm like, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, but then again, like, You have people being like, you got to put this in it. You got to put it this in it. Hilarious. This is how movies work.
Every movie that's like this, and same thing with fucking Fallen Kingdom, which I also watched. Jurassic World.
Oh, thank you. I was like,
what
the fuck?
They try to define the reasoning behind super fucking animals, like, dude, we got dinosaurs. They're going to be better than tanks and missiles. They got these fucking like glands that smell shit from miles away, and they're going to be just so extra dope than any soldier or tank could be. Same thing in this Rampage. That billionaire fucking guy was like, dude, the research in these, like, they're like killing machines and we could control them. I'm like, it's an animal.
Yeah.
You can nuke an animal.
Yeah.
Think outside the box better.
But you'd also have to
fuck
nuke
you, Hollywood.
Probably a lot of people.
What?
You'd have to nuke a lot of people as well.
Get them in the desert.
What?
Just drop them in the des.
Wait, the nukes or the animals?
The animals. Both? Run them out there with a little stake them, you know?
Oh.
And then, bow!
That would be awesome. Like, just hand them treats.
Hand them treats all the way out there and go, moving in.
How'd you like Lizzie, the crocodile?
That was a fucking sick. That's what I was going to say. There's a caveat to my bitching about Rampage being totally ridiculous.
I think insanely enjoyable.
It's totally enjoyable. It reminded me so much of, what was I going to?
Jumanji?
No, it
better
was.
Better than.
No, there was something
Fallen
that, like,
Kingdom, you just said that it was like that. Jurassic World.
No, I think it kind of gave me like a fucking like Avengers vibe.
What the?
Because the fucking, like, those big fucking snake things, like that alligator
the first
crawling
through
the fucking building.
And kind of a, there was another, Transformers movie that was like that, like 3, I think. It had one of those ones that, like, twisted around a building and broke it in half.
Yeah. I think that's enjoyable, watching this kind of big shit happen.
Yeah.
But
the scale.
I could get a super cut of that big shit and be fine.
Agreed, but I will say that Dwayne The Rock Johnson on this one was, I felt like, firing on basically all cylinders.
The Rock's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
He's always like a solid like 7 for
me. His and George, like their interaction together made that movie what it was.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think, like, I guess you're right. There's parts that you could cut out of it, definitely, of course.
I could have cut out more of the human-to-human interaction.
Definitely.
Him and George are cool.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, like, what do you give it, like a 6, 7?
6.5, yeah.
Right on, yeah. I'd probably fall in the same margin about it. I actually just rented it. I've put it on last night and passed out before you met George.
Bingo.
Which is about 2 minutes into the film.
Two minutes.
Tony, I saw Super Troopers 2.
I didn't.
I thought you rented it.
Yep, it didn't have time.
Wow, you took it back?
Because we worked, yeah.
That blows. My bad, dude.
It's all good.
I feel bad. I'll re-rent it when I go rent Solo.
Yeah, cool.
Well, you're not missing much, but
see?
There are definitely like points to where if you...
saw Super Troopers?
Well, yeah, for sure. No, but there's... I was really walking into this being like, I'm going to watch The Hangover 2.
Yeah.
Like, it is going to be the exact same movie, exact same jokes. Like, they're just, this is a money grab. It was better than that. Farva, fucking amazing.
Okay.
The best part about that movie. There's a lot of different stuff, but, like, some of the actors don't land as well as they did before. It's not going to, you're lightning in a bottle, then trying to recapture. That's all you're doing.
It's a bummer.
Farva's awesome. It's worth a watch, but, like, I mean, like, if it comes to Netflix, then watch it. I don't know if I'd rent it again. I will rent it for you again. Because you rented me Upgrade. I will say that I give it like 5 at best.
Whoa. All right.
I mean, Farva's like a fucking 9.
Yeah.
His shit is so good in it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other dog shit that's not. Maybe six.
All right. Okay. All right.
Mostly see.
I also saw fucking. Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
So fun.
It is.
Dude, so fun.
First or second, what do you like better?
They're the same. Like, I like them equally. Like, I don't like one more than the other. Like, there's different shit in this one. I guess the first one is kind of like...
I go first, for sure.
Yeah, like, it's like the original, like, so it is like...
Not even that. More so like the love story and all that
stuff. Oh, no, for me, I mean.
What do you mean?
When I was like, it's like the original, and you're like, no.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. My bad. I'm giving my opinion.
As if it's like the wrong opinion. You're like, you meant the love story.
You're wrong.
No, I mean, like, for you, yeah.
For me, it was the love story, and I feel like that shit was unneeded.
And I love Charisma Carpenter. She's fucking hilarious.
She's great, but I feel like underutilized in her fucking role of just like, I'll get you through your hard times. I'm a weird ghost person in this room.
Yeah.
Unlock me, and everything will be fine. I don't know
what
the fuck happened.
I wonder if she didn't want to be too much of a part of it. Because it did feel like they were like, well, we'll write you in, and it'll be kind of quick.
A different director.
Yeah.
He got kicked because of creative differences.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Which is insane.
Dumbass.
Because it's like
So you guys know that, like, you made, like, the highest earning
Why don't you just
rated R movie before Logan came, or after
whatever,
Logan.
Do no, whatever Logan. Happened. Do it again.
Yeah. Here's the same cast, same director. Yeah, everything. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? I don't know.
No, it was a blast. It's a fun movie.
Yeah, that movie cool. is fantastic to watch, but I was just wondering if you felt the first or second was better.
Yeah, I think the first one's better.
I agree. What do you give two, though?
8.5.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel like first one's like 9.
Yeah, they're fun.
Dark Crimes. I made it through about half of this movie.
I didn't make it that long.
With Jim Carrey, and I was just like, I don't give a fuck about anybody in this.
It was unreal. It like, might be so
good.
Slow.
It might be good. Who knows? Yeah. I'm not even going to give it a rating because I can't because I didn't watch it all.
Slow Crimes.
But yeah, that was one of the 5 movies I rented 1 week, and I just was like, I don't give a fuck about this. I could be doing so much other shit than watching this movie.
Yeah.
So I guess that is like a 0.
Perfect. All right. It's at a 0 bad, so far.
I don't know. Like, it just was so fucking slow.
Yeah.
And I'll give movies time, man.
Like, it's unreal. We'll it was very slow.
Yeah.
It was just, it was drab as fuck. I also watched, I'm saving 2 of these for the end because they're the dopest.
Oh, shit. Hereditary is one of them.
Yeah. I watched Blockers.
Yeah, so did I. What'd you think?
I mean, Blockers has some comedy. I really like the asshole dad's daughter. She's in the fucking Package movie on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are you talking about John Cena?
No, the asshole. The one who's a bad dad. His daughter.
She's in the Package too?
Yeah.
So is John Cena's daughter.
Oh, God, no. I am thinking of John Cena's daughter. Okay. His daughter's the one with the glasses.
Yes, lesbian.
His daughter is forgettable, actually.
Agreed.
Kind of. But
all the kids kind of are, except for the chef.
The chef dude's funny.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He's like, yeah, wherever the universe takes us, man. She's like, no. Yeah,
if they will it. If
no,
it wills
if
itself.
You are going to fuck my vagina tonight. No, he's like, I mean,
will
like.
Will you into me.
If I mean, like, let's see where the night takes us, you know.
It'll take you to my pussy.
All right. I mean, the universe wills it.
Yeah, it will get your dick in me.
That exchange was
dude,
awesome.
Dude, that's what I mean. Like, she was fucking funny.
Yeah, she was really good.
I think she's fantastic, like, young actress. Like,
I feel like she was probably, like, the best out of the young. Her and the chef, like, whole thing was awesome. Cena fucking rocks in this movie.
Yeah, he's fucking funny. I could see why.
Ike, the other dad?
Yeah.
The bad dad?
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's funny.
I love his contribution to, like, their trio. And I can't remember her name. It's Judd Apatow's wife.
Yeah. I forget, too.
Which, that sounds so, does that sound misogynistic? Why? I overthinking
you
everything?
Didn't, who played Ike?
No, his name's Ike.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Isaac.
Oh.
And they call him Ike, yeah.
Oh, I thought his name in the movie was Ike. I don't remember either of those.
Yeah, I know all the dude's name. I'm like, and Judd Apatow's wife, because that's how she's known.
No, she's a great actress.
Yeah, do you know Judd Apatow's a fuckhole? Yeah, her.
The thing that gave him kids?
Yeah, the thing that pooped out his kids, not hers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's in fucking Big Daddy. She's in fucking This Is 40. Oh, my God. She's in so much shit. 4-Year-Old Virgin.
She's not a huge actress, but she plays in a lot of these types of movies.
She's in a ton of shit.
Yeah.
I thought for sure Judd Apatow had something to do with this, but it was Seth Rogen.
She's like a fucking, she's like a working actress. Like, she picks, like, worker jobs.
Oh, she's fantastic in it, too.
Yeah.
The dynamic between those three are awesome. The kid shit I could kind of give a shit less about.
I
will say the fucking Date of the Lesbian, the little kid, he's like a redheaded kid with the fedora. Yeah. Awesome. He rocked.
I just thought I was like, it's as cheesy as I think you could possibly make high school, and they weren't trying to make it cheesy for the high schoolers. Like, you were supposed to be like, oh, these kids are kind of fucking like having a crazy cool night, and I was like, F all this.
Yeah.
F everything they're doing. F all their little ambitions and dreams. It's all phony bullshit. And they talk about that, like, you just got to get through this, like, nothing else will really matter from this time period.
Totally.
And I was like, I feel that, and so I'm not relating.
I give the movie like 6.5.
Yeah, I give it like a 5.5.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very stoned when I saw it.
I was like, I'm sober as a Jaybird, and this is kind of fucking lame.
Yeah, the fucking butt chug, I lost it. Like, that was so good.
Oh, there is a funny part where he's like, it's last the ass beer, when it like drops on his face, when he's upside down.
When he in the car. Like, I don't know, man. I felt like that was... I'm going to bump it up to like 7.5. I enjoyed that movie a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed that more than the movie I'm about to talk about, Life of the Party.
Mm.
Melissa McCarthy
uh-huh.
goes back to college.
Right. Fucking blows.
Cool.
This movie is dog shit.
Didn't see it.
Good. It sucks. It's so bad. Like,
not gonna.
There was parts, it was mostly physical, that like made me laugh. The movie is awful. It's that same thing of like, oh, this is how you feel because we're playing like a fucking song that makes you happy and shit like that. And like, oh, like, mom, like, I don't want you to party with me. I'm in college. Come on. Oh, now you're in our sorority. Now you're accepted and shit. The beginning was funny. She gets divorced right when she drops her kid off to college. She's like, I can't wait to go to Italy. And the dad's like, I want a divorce. She's like, what? He's like, oh, I feel so good to say. Oh, my God, I feel so liberated. Yeah, no, I want a divorce. I'm in love with someone else. And she's just like, are you kidding me? And she slams the door and starts kicking the car. And he's like, it's a lease. We still have 4 months of payments on this. Please. Oh, yeah, that's a ding. Like, that was good. But, like, other than that, like, the movie was
it
so fucking...
It just went downhill from there.
It's just so forgettable. And, like, the actress, there's one actress that's in there. That she was in a coma for 8 years.
Yeah.
She's like, I went skydiving. And I had no tits, and I woke up, and I had double Ds. Like, she was in an 8-year coma.
Yeah.
And she's called Coma Girl on Twitter and shit like that. But, like, the movie is awful. She was awesome. Yeah, movie's bad. Okay. I give it, like, a 3.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a low one.
F that.
Yeah.
Never watching that.
Like, they made a movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the 3 is because of the 8-year coma girl.
We're going to add 7 to that 3 here for them deep impacts.
10?
With my next movie.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right, dude. Upgrade.
Oh, Upgrade was good, man.
Man, Upgrade's a fucking blast, dude.
Yeah, I saw it as well. That's definitely in the same realm for me as like Hardcore Henry.
Dude, it's my type of ending, too. Mm-hmm. If anyone knows me, there's a certain type of ending to a film that just really kind of fucking tickles my like dystopian fucking pee-pee.
So that's the dystopian ending.
It's a very hard movie with a crazy ending, and it's fucking really good sci-fi.
It is. It's
very crazy
good.
Out of like left field of sci-fi. You're like, oh, it kind of came to video.
Also, whoever that actor is, have him in everything.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's so good,
dude. It's really clever, like plausible sci-fi for the future.
I will say that the doctor that works on him,
yeah,
could fucking care less about him. He sucked. I did not like him at all. That's the only thing that drops this movie a little bit for me.
I thought it was the dude who played fucking Norman. God damn it. I thought he was the dude from, Spider-Man.
Sorry? What do you mean?
Green Goblin. Or Hobgoblin. Whichever one. The son. Harry Osborn.
James Franco?
No, there was another dude who played him.
Oh, are you talking about fucking the new Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh.
That kid from fucking the
Cure for
Color
Wellness.
Of Water or whatever. Oh, Cure for Wellness.
Color of Water. Shape of Water, which he's not
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Shape of Wellness.
Cure for Wellness.
I'm sorry, it's a little late.
Shape of Wellness. Fuck him.
I'm dyslexic, bro. Let's move on.
Yeah. No, he was he in that?
It looked like him a bit.
I don't think
it was not
is.
Him at all.
Because he'd be good in that role.
No,
he would have done that role a little bit more justice. That dude sucked.
He was very mundane.
Like, he had to be somebody's brother, or like they owed him a favor. They owed him like weed money.
Could you imagine?
Like, yeah, you want to be in this movie?
Isaac, like the dude who was in Ex Machina, the genius from that movie, was that kind of eccentric guy.
That would be incredible.
It would have been. I give it 9.5 only because that was kind of lackluster because they could have made a better eccentric.
But I will say the villain, like that he kind of is looking for, the guy that he, like his like main pursuit, awesome.
Oh,
that
so
dude
awesome.
Was fucking sick. And and when he started talking, I was like, I don't know if I.
I don't know.
And he kept talking, I was like, put him in everything too because this dude rocks.
It's such a fucking tight movie.
Upgrade is like probably like on here. There's going to be two movies that you really need to watch, and that is definitely one of them.
Sure.
I would go with a 9 for that movie.
I told Dan to watch it, and he was like, "Thanks for telling me to watch that. That was fucking great,
dude."
Like,
Upgrade's way good.
Yep,
way good. I have 9.5. Yeah, it's almost a 10.
It's fantastic
I
film.
Hated that fucking creator guy though. God, he sucked. Made me so angry. I was like, man, this movie's like. Almost so pure.
Yeah.
And then this like little fucking dookie actor.
Little Duke.
Yeah, fucking had to be in it.
Yeah. What
like
did
I said, he like somebody owed him money.
Probably.
And they're like.
Or maybe he was like, yeah, the director's nephew.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like fucking like, no, Charles really wants to be an actor.
He's
just
great.
Let him in it. Look at his stark blonde hair. He's great.
I know the casting coordinator said that he was 75th in her choices, like for which one she wanted to cast.
He charged $0.
Yeah.
He just wants to be in the credits.
Pro bono.
Fuck, man. Like that movie was so fucking good. Such a unique idea, but not really unique. Like you watch it and you're
you're like, fuck, I'm an idiot. Yep. Like, why can't I make shit like this?
I was like, this is good.
Like,
good,
this is right. Like, it's not like the first time you watch The Matrix when you're like, well, I'm never going to be that smart.
There's also,
you see this movie and you're like, fucker, I could have had
right
that.
There. It was right there. I love, there's one little line, and from the preview, you can tell that, like, he sort of has, like, an implant in him that can, like, kind of, like, help him be a superhuman, kind of. Like,
yeah,
a fucking super soldier.
Stem. I was like, is it Neck? Hey, Neck.
Neck, where you at?
Hey, Necco.
He does something that's kind of morally gray area, and he's like, you did what you had to. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, or something. He's like, you know, like, we've won this confrontation. And he's like, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Like, I hated doing that.
Yeah.
Like, the way I did that, that sucked for me. Like, and I think, like, the computer was even like, but we have succeeded.
The duality of, like, fucking, like, surviving. It's almost like a story of a symbiote.
Yeah.
Like, you have the parasite that needs you and that will do anything to stay alive, even if you're like, I don't know if we should have done that.
Your, like, humanity is like, I don't
exactly,
know about you, man.
Like, your morals are being questioned and shit like that. It is a fucking really neat movie.
Yeah.
So good. I watched Downsizing.
Yeah.
I will say you were right. Forgettable characters.
Yep.
Amazing premise, though.
Great actors doing nothing.
Well, no, I disagree.
Very little.
Matt Damon, I felt, was very good in some parts of it.
He's cute. Like, there's not a ton of fucking, like, range there
I
for
really
him.
Enjoyed the first, like, hour of this movie. Like, I was like, I don't know how Tony, like, hated
first
this.
First, like, 45 minutes, I was
to,
like, yeah,
this
sick.
Has to fucking shit the bed to, like, be as bad as he, like rated it or whatever. And, like, at the end of the movie, I was like, I don't give a fuck about any
of
these
motherfuckers. Yeah, it drags into nothingness.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, all right. Like, it's almost like status quo. Like, yeah, this has to happen. This has to happen. And then this will happen. And then, you know, credits.
Yep. Done and done. I think my favorite person in the movie,
like, it must
is
be, like,
the
blown,
Chinese dissident.
Like by, really? Her?
I think she's funny.
Oh.
Her voice is so funny.
She's funny, but, like, she can't fucking figure out if she's, like, Vietnamese, if she's, like, fucking from Brooklyn. Like,
that's fun.
Her, like, fucking, like, her accent goes all over the place.
I think she's fun.
Like, you come with me! You come with me! Like, she does that, like, the entire time. And I don't think she's a real amputee either, Tony.
I think they digitized that fucking
Son
foot
of
off
a
her.
Bitch!
How?
Stop
in the hell?
Washing our Hollywood. That's probably the worst
just
way to say
it. Just because you made the casting call on the fourth floor of a building with no fucking elevator.
God damn it. No, Downsizing, I love the premise of, but yeah, man, that movie really petered off, and I was like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Bam.
Yeah, I'd probably give it like a 5.
Right.
Probably not going to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Decent enough to see.
Cool.
What else you see?
I also saw Hereditary.
Here's the banger.
Dude, Hereditary right up in this motherfucker.
And I told,
like,
Tony to see this. Hey, go back to the tape, son.
Yeah.
I was like, you have to see this in theaters because, like, how atmospheric it is and, like, all that shit. Like, I almost wish I would have went to theaters with you because there's one scene, there's one moment
in
the movie.
Yeah,
because
you want to fucking watch my reaction.
Oh, there's one moment, and I, like, the moment happens, and I know it's coming, and I look over at Tony, and I'm just like, holy shit. And it happens, and his jaw hit him right in the balls.
Yep, just fucking took him out, and I was like, ow.
Yeah,
what?
It looked like fucking an anaconda.
I said, huh? Who's going to pay for all this damage? No, it is such good, like, compounding horror. It builds and builds and builds, and, like, usually when movies like this build like this and it's horror or it's suspense or it's thriller, it almost, your payoff is either you guess your ending or your ending doesn't have enough aesthetic value and, like, cinematic value to, like, enthrall you.
Oh, like, fucking, what was it? Oh, god damn it. It started with an I.
Insidious?
Yeah, that movie, the ending, Dreamworld, that you're like, no, it's not that bad. I'm like, they shot that for $2.
I know. This is not Insidious.
Oh, this is like Insidious leading up to that, and then like the Exorcist ending. But better.
Dude, like, yeah.
Not,
like, straight
not
up,
better than the Exorcist,
like,
ending.
There's like elements of Rosemary's Baby, elements of Exorcist, also elements of straight up, like, just like some just evil fucking demonic cult shit.
I'd like, say it reminded me of The Void a little bit.
Yeah, like straight up fucking, like,
the
man.
Witch.
The
obviously.
Goddamn, that movie, I don't know what it's called. The Woods, I think it was. It's about this creature that's in the woods and these people worship it.
I've never seen it. The Ritual?
Is it called The Ritual?
On Netflix?
Yeah, yeah, that big sort of wood creature.
Yeah, with the four eyes.
Yeah,
well,
and there's people
like the
that,
eyes.
Like, work for it.
Oh, The Ritual is dope as hell. But yeah, no, it definitely had that feel to it for sure. But that, I think that comes off the heels of The Witch, which was the
his
same director.
Other film, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude. My God. Hereditary is like the best fucking movie that has come out in so long. The ending of it, you're like, fuck you. Take all of my money.
It's so great. It's an ending that I'm also like, I was like, I had some moments in the last half hour that I was like, nope.
You had moments in the last fucking like hour and 20 minutes. Like that movie like starts and you're just like, all right, what are we getting into? I'm not really sure. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, fucking, like, we're watching.
We're growing. We're getting somewhere. But,
like, you like all the... I don't know. It's so well acted. The mom?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, she's fantastic.
The dad? Perfect. The brother? Perfect. The fucking daughter? Perfect. Yeah. Like, everything. Everything about that movie works so fucking well. And not only, like, does it, like, have, like, the thriller, like, aspect and, like, the suspense and horror of, like, a horrific movie. It doesn't have the jumps. But, like... meal with the family.
Yeah.
Is one of the best scenes in the movie, and it's not scary at all.
No, not at all.
Like, her talking to, like someone about what she has done in her past is one of the best scenes in the movie. Like, it's almost not even, like, the horrific moments are good, but they're fucking horrific in their own sense.
Yeah. It's so fucking...
It's such a good startling drama. Startling and
powerful, yeah.
Oh, my God. That movie sticks with you, too.
Yep.
You think about it for fucking ever.
Yep. I was like, this is some straight up like shit that I'm so glad I got to see, but like it imprints on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 10 out of 10 for horror for sure. So
I 10 out of 10 for movies. That
deep
thing
impact
was,
that into my fucking brainstem, bro. Like that's like what I need.
Deep impact into his asshole.
Right into my asshole.
Yeah. He'll spread them.
Just slam it in.
Yeah, I'm so
dude, watch Hereditary and dude, turn the fucking lights off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I said, super atmosphere.
And turn it up. It's not jump scare horse shit. It's
at all
true terror, like in like the whole sense of the entire film.
That's what's so neat about it. Like they weren't cheap about any fucking scare in that movie.
There are shots that like you wish were in other horror movies because they're steady and they're long and they're drawn out and they're eerie and like you see something that no one else sees and it's not a cut of it.
No, it's a whole scene.
To then it popping up in front of the fucking screen with a big fucking... It literally is like, that's what I hear. You like that?
How do you spell that? That's the title of the show.
But instead... It just keeps going. And you just see these things play out like, oh, shit. Like, I'm watching everything from all angles. Oh, God, it's just moving. And even when stuff kind of looks a little campy, it also, you're like, nope, it looks good like that.
It works in a
it's
weird sense.
Good like that.
And this movie had to have been fucking so inexpensive to make. Yeah. And it is one of the best. It's probably the best horror flick that came out in, I'm going to say, 10 years.
I'm hard pressed to think of
I'm
anything
trying to think
recent
of something that like yeah that stuck with me this hard watching
in this kind of genre because it's not on the level it's not in the same genre as like the yeah and it's not also like
the Iron Man
like,
2.
No, I'm saying like horror is as like just horror bracket because if I say like oh like Hereditary versus like Hills Have Eyes, those movies I think have different fucking flavor to them in so many ways.
What would you rather watch? You could banish one off. You have to banish one off the planet.
Oh man, I just brought up two of my fucking faves.
I know. I would say fucking
yeah,
banish Hills.
Have Eyes.
Yeah, Hereditary is way too good.
Man,
dude, it's way too good, right?
Don't make me do this.
All right, I'm sorry.
Don't do this to me.
All right, so yeah,
that's like me asking you if you should banish like Power Rangers or like you know.
I thought you were gonna
He-Man.
Say Paul or Norn. I was like, oh god. How could I ever make this? I'm like, Paul's lived
No,
like,
we're not talking about real lives.
Paul's lived like 10 years. Norn just started this world. I think I'd have to let Paul go.
Or Paul knows this world. Norn's so new to it. Is it a loss?
Will he remember when his chip shuts off in his brain?
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
How dare you. the last thing is Irredeemable.
What?
It's a movie called Irredeemable.
Hmm.
It's about if the world's greatest superhero became the world's greatest supervillain.
Okay.
He has the power of Superman, like X-ray vision, all that bullshit. He's called the Plutonian.
Mm-hmm.
This thing happens where he goes rogue and literally destroys his entire city, that one that he protected his entire life.
Yeah.
As you go through the story, like you find out that he like fucking was adopted. No parents loved him because they always like, oh my God, he's walking across a hot stove.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, he squeezed like the child too hard and killed our baby.
Yeah, and I don't like that guy.
And then he was like, I could start my life over and become a superhero and just do this. And then it's all about that. Like, there's so much, like, quantum physics in it and shit like this. The guy named Qubit, smartest person in the world, like, figuring out, like, time travel and all this shit. Like, this is the best thing. It's not a movie. I was trying to say that because he told me to not.
Oh!
He told me to not sell things as a comic.
I was like, why haven't I heard of this?
Yeah, he told me to not sell things as a comic that are a comic.
Oh, it's a comic, huh?
Dude, it's 38 issues, I think.
Wow.
And it is.
You had time for all those.
Yeah, it's 10 volumes. It is the best shit that I've read in so long. It's the writer from Kingdom Come, which is like a end-all DC Universe story. Irredeemable is absolutely incredible. There's this thing, like, one of the things that, like, starts him off.
You dick.
What's up?
It's just very tricky of you. Go ahead.
But you're intrigued.
Yeah, it's intriguing, yeah.
And you told me, you're like, this will trick me. and it worked. You got me. Well, you got you.
Yeah.
All right, so there's this thing where, like, all these kids start, like, turning into bones. Mm-hmm. It's just this, like, eating virus.
Yeah.
And turns out it's a sound frequency that is emitted by screaming and spread that way. So as they die and scream, it goes to the next person.
Oh, cool.
And the next person.
Yeah.
And the next person. So all these children are dying.
Yeah.
And it turns out that this is something that, like, he stopped, like, a planetary, like, thing. They're like, you have all that fucking alien technology, and you're not going to give it to the scientists and let us fuck with it. Fuck you. So there's this guy, like, hitting him on Twitter and fucking, like, you know, blowing him up. And he, like, flies to him. He's like, so I can trust you with this, right? He's like, you're, like, telling me I can't, like, I'm being God and, like, not letting you play with the toys.
Yeah.
You're going to make this for, like, good and help. And he's like, yeah, for sure. And he looks at his heartbeat and sees if he's lying.
Yeah.
Because he can do that. And then the dude's not. And he's like, all right, well, here's this indicator. You're not lying. So here's this indicator. Good. If anything goes wrong with this, hit that. I'll be there within a tenth of a second. Anywhere on the planet I am. This tragedy happens where he finds someone from his childhood that, like, beat him.
Okay.
And he flies to the moon for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That dude turns on the button. Because that fucking flesh-eating virus came out.
Yeah.
And hundreds of kids died.
Oh, within 5 seconds.
And they all blamed him.
Oh.
And he never told anyone about the fucking indicator. And fucking... And they find that at the scene.
Yeah.
And they're like, he had something to do with this.
Oh.
It is so fucking... And dude, that is the tip of the fucking... huge cock you're about to fucking shove in your vagina.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, this book
is easy. This book
is so fucking good. It's crazy.
All right.
Like, I mean, like, I was like, it was like insatiable. Like, I had to keep going and going. Like, I read it like while I was not at jobs. Like, I was like, I'm going to come home and read comics. Like,
yeah.
This, like, fucking put a fire under my ass. There's also another one called Incorruptible. It's Max Damage. He's the one that looked for him as a little kid and shit. Like, you'll figure it out.
Okay.
If you ever read it, you won't.
Bingo.
It's incredible. Irredeemable. Fucking 10 out of 10, a perfect book. How they approach time travel and, like, it's a beautiful ending to, oh my God, it's just such a good standalone story. Like, I mean, I was so thrilled by the read, and it's free on Comixology right now. If you have Comixology, you can read the entire series for free.
Just heard it here first. Yeah.
I highly recommend you fucking spend the $6 because those books are worth about $100. Altogether.
Yeah.
So spend the $6, read it in a month, and then fucking cancel your subscription, whatever the fuck. Also, Incorruptibles for free as well. It is so fucked up good. All right.
Fuck yeah, dude.
10 out of 10. What's happening to Two Dicks and a Chick? I feel pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I watched 75% of this film and felt like I.
Well, here. Got it. How do you think it ended?
I kind of forget it.
Oh, okay.
But I know she's real confident.
Yeah.
And this guy's falling for her confidence.
Amy Schumer.
Yep. And I think it probably ends up with
her
maybe realizing that she's still the way she always was.
Yes.
But his love for her, like, you know, persists, and then she, like, gets her own confidence.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Boom. Did I just write this movie?
Sure did. Yeah,
God damn it.
If I give it a 3,
I'll meet you at a 3.
Yeah,
It three was not deep good. Impacts, dude. Bury and it
sorry
deep.
That we did nothing on that movie.
Sorry, it just sucked. Like, we got to do better with the two dicks and a chick.
The only
like,
reason why we did that was because I had it rented.
Bingo. Dude.
As usual.
Let's get into Vanilla Sky.
Movie of the week, Vanilla Sky, starring Tom Cruise and Michael Shannon. I'm just kidding.
I was like, you well, he's almost in it. Got there. Yes, he very yeah, he little is.
Hey, face!
Yeah, your whole story's full of holes.
Yeah, face. I love that he calls him face. That's so sick. Vanilla Sky is hands down one of my favorite movies.
It's so good.
I would say at least in the top 20. That movie fucking is so rewatchable. It's so human. It's so fucking rad. My God, like, the conversations that they have, like him and Jason Lee, him mm-hmm. and fucking Cameron Diaz, him and, what's her name?
Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz is... sister or wife?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Let's share the last name. Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz.
Oh, that's funny.
Are they?
No. She has the line above the U, I think.
Oh, and probably a Z.
And a Z, yeah.
Yeah. They are fucking fan. Like, you believe that love so much in that movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a very powerful film about,
Cameron
like,
Diaz nails this flick.
Oh, she nails, like, a... I don't know what you'd call it. Kind of like a stalk. Kind of stalker creepy chick. Like, yeah. A fucking chick that's, like, so...
into
obsessive,
him.
Yeah. She's an obsessive chick.
Perfect. Because she doesn't act like it at the beginning and shit like that. Well, she's like...
She's cool as
she's
fuck.
She's like, and don't say soon because I hate it. Like, she's like, when am I going to hear from you next? He's like, soon.
And
she's,
she laughs it off. And you're yeah. like, oh, that's cute. They have, like, little banter about, like, him being, like, some, like...
dismissive.
What's that called? Dismissive, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
This movie is so fucking good.
Great soundtrack. And it starts out, like, pretty much just like, you know, what's this billionaire's, like... life kind of mean to him
when he picks up Jason Lee in one of the in a, it's the morning
in the morning yeah
he's like, hey, what do you want to listen to? Radiohead. And I was like, oh, this is why Tony had a boner for this movie to begin
well
with.
There's like seven Radiohead songs in that film.
True
too.
But that line, like, you're like, God, Tom Cruise and
hey,
Jason,
God, did you say ask him?
Jason Lee fucking no, listen to this together.
There's a Cigarose plays at the very end, like
yeah.
on the roof. And if you haven't seen Vanilla Sky, just pause it and go watch it and come back, because we're going to talk about this film. It's been out for over a decade.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Like,
and just, you should see it. So, fuck off and go see it.
Yeah, I mean...
We're going to dig into it, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Fuck what's them. Your favorite part of the movie?
Jesus. I mean, the scene, the car scene leading up to the crash is
Cameron
amazing.
Diaz. I sucked your dick, David! I swallowed your cum!
That means something.
We fucked four times. That yeah. means something. She's like, what's your happiest place to be? And he's like, and she's like, mine's with you.
Yeah. What's happiness to you, David?
Yeah. What's happiness to you? And she's like, my, like, happiness to me is being with you. And he's,
and
like,
he's just like, huh. Cool.
Yeah. And then she starts like speeding, going through red lights. That scene is
yeah.
fucking so impactful. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, like, plays her music for him, and he's like, it's vivid. Yeah. Like,
oh, he could not
everything
give a
he
shit.
Does is, yeah, it's like dismissive to her. Like, you're cool. Like,
when he walks
fuck,
out, he,
I gotta go.
So, all right. So, him and Cameron Diaz are fucking or whatever the fuck. And, like, she is some type of, like, used to be a supermodel.
Yeah.
And is kind of washed up. But she says in the movie, she's like, I went to parties with fancy friends all the time. She's like, I just yeah. want to, like, you know, hang out and give you a birthday present. I know. He's like, you weren't invited.
Yeah.
That was weird as yeah. well. Like, he's a very fucking, like, I can fuck whoever I want. I own a magazine company. My father made me. Like, I have everything I could ever want for.
Yeah.
And then he meets Penelope Cruz. And, like, he's just struck by
just
her.
Smitten, yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, my God. Like, this, like, weird, like, dancer, like, fucking kind of transient, but, like, is okay with, like, yeah. not having shit.
Yeah.
And, like, she's poor, but I'm rich, and but I love her, and she doesn't give a shit about me. It's the fact that she doesn't yeah. really care, but she is kind of intrigued. And that scene with them going to her apartment for the first time after the party is perfect.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Everything about this movie is incredible. Like, fucking the scenes with him and the doctor.
Yes. Tech support. Oh, yeah. Oh, Kurt Russell, you mean.
Kurt Russell, yeah. Like, yeah. Those things, like, developing, you're like, holy shit. Like, he's on trial for murder of fucking yeah. Penelope Cruz. What the fuck is happening? Like, what is going on?
Like, who did he kill? Like,
yeah, you're trying to figure that as you go. Like, this movie is just such an onion that just keeps
yeah.
giving and giving and giving. You're like, this is gold.
I read somewhere that Cameron Crowe said, this movie has enough layers for you to keep digging, and it's up to the viewer how deep you want to dig
yep.
with this film. And we've dug pretty deep. Like, I think we get a core concept of what it is, how it works, but there's 100 nuances that you probably haven't noticed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they give some away, but then there's 100 more that we haven't noticed.
Well, obviously, like, again, super spoilers.
Hell yeah.
He's in the vivid dream.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Is that what it's called? No.
Lucid dream.
Lucid dream. He's in the lucid dream. Tech support, the guy from fucking The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
wait. Rises? Yeah. It was Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. He's the villain in it. He's also he's the villain in fucking Rogue One. He's tech support.
The skinny nerd guy?
Yeah, that's that same actor from Rogue One. He's he comes and asks him to rebuild the Death Star. He's like, come on, come back with us. Like, we know you have a wife and child. And he's like,
oh.
That's that same fucking dude. But he's
that's funny.
15 years younger.
Super young. Wow.
Yeah, insane, right?
All right.
All right, so, yeah, obviously, like, all that shit, like, he is in a lucid dream.
Something goes wrong during his slumber.
What's his name? Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell is obviously a part of that dream or some type of, like, subconscious that
he created a subconscious character.
Like, he feels bad because, like, he never got to, like, say what he wanted to.
He wanted a father figure to kind of analyze him and, like, help him.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he represents.
I give you that. Yeah. All right, fair enough. And then you have Jason Lee's character, which is obviously like himself looking at him as if he was his best friend.
Yep.
Like, while he's in it, when he changes and he's like, fuck you. Like, he's like,
yeah.
Call me in the morning. Like, you're a piece of shit and stuff like that. All that. Well, I guess that would have happened before the accident.
That was the night of.
Right. Before the lucid dream. My bad.
That he decided to pick that date.
Yeah.
Yes.
To go back to that.
Because he picked the date to start it.
That is literally heart-wrenching to watch.
Yeah.
Him and Jason Lee going back and forth and like him just being like, fuck you.
So yeah, he gets in this like horrendous crash. Julia dies. The girl, you know, that Cameron Diaz dies.
Yep.
His face is all fucked up and disfigured. He eventually falls into such a fucking like chasm in his life that like he's okay with his business. He kind of like wrenches his business back into his own control. Gives it all to his number one guy who plays, Padfoot.
Harry Potter. Not Padfoot. Padfoot was fucking,
that was Sirius Black. God, yeah. What is his name?
Oh, it's the fucking rat that was the part of the fucking Weasleys.
Yeah, he's like
Nippers.
He's like pretty fucking long life for a house rat.
Oh my God. Snippers. Fuck, what's his name, dude?
I know.
God damn it. It's Ron's fucking rat.
Yep.
Is it Nippers? It's not Nippers.
Is it Nippers?
That'll be the name of the episode.
He was also called, he was also in the movie Rockstar. He plays the tour manager. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I was was it Detroit Rock City? But yeah, you're right. It was Rockstar.
Dude, he's fantastic
Snippers?
In that fucking
Snickers?
Movie. His name's Timothy Spall.
Right.
And in...
Snappers? Snap.
Wow.
Sneakies.
You have derailed.
Oh. How dare you?
Snickers or something. Yeah, it is something like that. Like,
yeah. Scrappers. Scabbers. Scabbers.
Scabbers.
Boom!
Scabbers. You did it. Wow. Okay. So.
And the people like, he looked it up. I really did.
No, he
didn't.
He really just got there. All right. So he's all fucked up. His face is fucked. They can't really fix it. They attempt.
What was the name of Hermione's cat?
Motherfucker. It's Stay on Track.
Okay.
Yeah,
are you thinking of it?
Shut up, fuck you. All right. So he eventually like loses the fucking Penelope Cruz's like affection and Jason Lee abandons him and he fucking takes pills and overdoses, but before he does, he signs a contract with LE Life Extension.
When he dies.
So that when he dies, he gets cryogenically frozen and he goes into a lucid dream and gets to pick what day he wants to start his dream, and it's all in him.
Yeah.
Like, he creates it, he flows it.
Your favorite album, your favorite fucking, like, your favorite paintings, this is how we're going to paint your world so you always feel calm. And
a Vanilla Sky, like Monet's painting, is the sky when he wakes up with, like, Penelope Cruz the next morning.
Walking down the two car lanes is fucking, like, a
Bob Dylan album, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's old cars, you just don't catch it when you're watching it the first time. Then they reference it.
Yep.
And he's like, you know, an album cover
also,
that shaped your, like,
he's
life.
Also driving an old car as well.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning of the movie.
Like a really nice old Porsche.
Yeah.
There's a really cool little tiny thing when he falls over in the street, and then that morning is like
Just
stay with me.
All right.
Stay with me.
I was with you. I was just, oh, fuck.
Just shitting all over me.
Ah, fair.
Just stalling.
Got it. Go ahead.
In the morning, when he wakes up on the street after he got drunk, and he chooses that to be the start of his lucid dream.
Because his life got fucked.
His life was fucked, but he's like, I'm going to have her fucking come back and get me from the street, and then I'll be with her forever. That'll be my new dream.
And I think the whole thing of it is that, like, his brain rejects it like a new organ.
Because it feels like this can't be real.
Well, it's an implanted memory. Yeah. Just like an implanted, like the brain rejects like a new finger or like a new heart or a new liver.
And they talk about that. They're like, these things can happen. Like,
yeah, like, and then your subconscious takes over and shit like that. Like, I think that's so neat, like, in such a cool way to play that movie. Especially because, like, on your first watch, and fuck, if you've made it this far in the podcast and haven't watched this movie, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you ruined an experience that is...
Sure did.
Way fucking like unbeatable. Dude,
the Beach Boys at the end. Oh, that's so sucks. Dope.
Like this movie, it's so sad.
Yeah. There's a click that it makes when he wakes up. Yeah. Did you ever catch that? Like it makes like a kind of like fucking like a simulation like starting on a computer when she comes down to wake him up in the street and he picks up his mask.
Oh, no, I never.
Yeah, there's a very slight, kind of like the audio recordings that are different voices.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a slight sound of it, like, engaging.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Wake up. Like, it's a little, and I was like, oh, shit, that's when he started his fucking lucid dream. Like, it's so subtle. Neat.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I wrote that down because I was like, oh, I caught that. That's fucking crazy
this
cool.
This movie is fucking genius and unparalleled in a lot of ways, and also just such a good watch. Like, even if you don't like really care for like the actual story, the acting in it is fucking incredible.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So palpable.
Dude, when he's like, come on back. And he's like, dude, you're wasted. Go home. He's like, all right, dude. We're brothers. We're bros. Like falls over like when he's like yelling at him and he has the mask on his back.
Did you notice that he ran?
Yeah.
Jason Lee runs.
Yeah, runs
and
after
so does
her.
She, well, she ran.
Yeah.
And then Jason Lee talks to him for a little bit. Then he runs.
Catches up with her.
And then there's another scene where Tom Cruise runs.
He kind of runs and then just collapses alone.
Yeah, but it's weird that they all ran.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, well, gotta go. And then just
fucking flees.
Sprints.
Yeah.
Sprints.
And that's really happening in his life.
Yeah, and then fucking Jason Lee like talks to him and then sprints away from him.
It's very strange.
I feel like that's like a directorial like writer thing of like you have to like fucking like literally like flee him, like you say. My favorite part was like when they're talking about the prosthetic mask.
Yeah. Oh, and, God.
And he was like, all right, so this is a protective UV layer, and it will
form
in my face.
Properties. It's regenerative
in my face. Because I was worried for a second, because I thought you were talking about a fucking mask!
He's and like, jumps. He's like, yeah, I get it.
No, he puts his hands on the table, and he jumps and kicks his legs when he says fucking mask. Oh, it is the best of Tom Cruise.
Dude, and there's another part there where he's like talking, and he's like, I have these fucking headaches. Fix these motherfucking headaches. And there's a panel of doctors, like eight of them, and one on the very end is
that's the mask one scene too. Yeah.
Same scene.
Yeah.
But there's a different part in it where this fucking doctor on the side is like, we can fix your arm. He's like, fuck my arm.
Yeah.
Like, just like quick as fuck. Like, fuck my arm. Like, fix me. And looks back at the main dude.
He's, oh man, he is fucking so good in this movie.
Oh yeah.
Tom Cruise rocks.
Dude, he's a stupid good actor.
I'm in, dude, forever.
Forever, dude.
I'm a Cruisian.
Forever Cruise.
Yeah, I'm a cruiser.
I'm crazy, baby. I would say, I mean, dude, favorite scenes is hard, but I get really emotional at the end because it is fucking powerful. Like, dude, do you want the fantasy to continue? Do you want to come to the world 150 years?
I say alleyway
away.
I say I don't give a fuck about that.
That's awesome.
It's a cool concept. It's not a good scene though. Like in a scene that sticks with you. Like I don't know. I feel like the moment.
Well,
of
for
it,
me, the fucking like him
in
listening.
The car
well,
is
yeah.
fucked. Right before the car is fucked, because like when she realizes that he loves her. And doesn't like into her.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah,
that whole car scene though is like insanely watchable. Yeah, yeah, that was yours.
Dramatic.
Them going to the apartment. Absolutely, the whole fucking movie. Honestly,
I would say also the reason the
that's
roof
my favorite scene
in
the whole movie
messes like sticks with me a lot is because he also takes control. Like he's like. And if I wanted Dr. Blah Blah to come up here right now, and he just pops in, he's like, David! It's the seven dwarves.
You're right.
Like, he's just like, what the fuck? He's like, what are their names? What are your daughter's names? Like, just starts fucking with the world.
I'm real.
Oh, and then he says,
so what,
one
entertainment
of my,
has become...
No, he's like, morality as home entertainment. This is the future?
Yeah.
this can't be real. And he's just like, David, your God, what does he say? Oh, he's like, your panel of observers is waiting for your choice. Like, yeah. Also, like, we're monitoring you, and you're also kind of an entertainment for us, watching your lucid dream.
And also,
like,
fucking,
we're the fucking panel.
Yeah, we're the audience.
It. Yeah.
Well, they have to, because they it's have to awesome. Make
he
sure
look,
that...
He breaks the fourth wall and looks at you.
Yeah. Wait, what?
He breaks that wall in the elevator. He goes, David, your panel of observers are waiting for your choice, and points to the camera.
And like, Tom with Cruise his looks? Hand.
No, Tom Cruise isn't in the scene. He's, like, across the elevator. But when he points, he's pointing at the, like,
screen.
At you.
Or the camera.
Yeah, and then Tom Cruise is just kind of looking out over, like, the fucking
wow,
city.
Wow, I didn't catch that. That's
yeah,
sick.
So he kind of says, like, you're viewing this guy's lucid dream that's collapsing.
Yeah.
And so, hey, they're waiting for you, bud. It's really fucked up.
Now, had the movie started with, like, fucking, like, his lucid dream started at the beginning of when we started, would have been cooler in that sense, to where you are the panel the entire time.
Yeah, I think that would have been a cool effect. I think they did it more for a dramatic effect to the film.
Definitely.
Like, but, I want to take this shit spot and fix it.
But... like, or saying that he started it there, but he went through all that shit. Like, he wanted to keep all that.
Yeah. Or then, to say, like, it'd be cool if he was like, they were like, your lucid dream has no start and end. When you're born, whatever memory you started with was your lucid dream. This oh, all is your lucid dream.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. We're dropping into rabbit holes here.
My only fucking comment that I had written down was Michael Shannon was the guard, which I already mentioned.
He sure was.
All right. So what do you give it? 10 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
All right. So next week, Test of Tony, we're doing Less Than Zero.
Yeah.
Starring your boy, RDJ.
RDJ.
And then movie of the week is going to be Solo.
Yeah, dude. Han Solo.
Until next time, go burn books and drywall.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you, too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavscast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball. Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.